life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Live on Sports Grid. It is a Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here for the next 2 hours as we get ready for game one of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the team with the best record in the league all season long, 14 games better than the next team in the East, I think 7 better than the next team in the Western Conference. They're playing from the West, the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Dallas the 5 seed coming out of the West. And man, there's just so much here. There's so much to get into. And we've got a great crew to help us do that. Coach James Young here in 30 minutes. Raheem Palmer here in an hour. Dave Sharapan in the mix as well at around 7:30. We're going to get some baseball for you. Quick shout out. Paul Skeens did more than enough, I thought, to move that Cy Young number. They didn't move it. If he didn't bet it yet, I'd probably go again. It will move at some point. We have a baseball card tonight. We have a baseball play of the day. We'll get there. Some WNBA action. There is also massive breaking basketball news throughout this day around the Los Angeles Lakers head coaching position. Dan Hurley, the UConn head coach, potentially becoming the next head coach for the LA Lakers. We will get to that all in time. Let's start with a quick pick. Let's start with a plus 850. PJ Washington to hit the first three of the game between the Mavericks and the Celtics. This is the Threesday special that you can find on DraftKings. You get money back for every made three, so why not? You hope it's basically risk-free, and I think PJ's got a shot. I do. Look, this is more vibe than specifics, admittedly. I've got a lot more research breakdowns for you. I do believe you will see plenty of corner three opportunities for PJ Washington. No matter how Dallas wants to try and defend Luka Doncic, the corner threes are always going to be there. He's too good at creating them. It's going to require Dallas or Boston really to stay home if they want to avoid him, and you just get drawn into the paint too much. So plus 850, that's how we start this off. Let's go right to the best bet. That's the Celtics team total over 110.5. Tonight's spread sits at 6.5 everywhere. The total has been moving consistently. 214.5 for about a week. At one point, dropped down to 214. And then slowly but surely carrying up, we saw 215.5. We saw 216.5. Now, 217.5 is the primary number. It's a big shift. That's why I want to isolate this Boston team total. If you are not aware, I believe the Celtics win this series. I think the Celtics win tonight. But I like this to be an over series. What I trust the most tonight and probably over the course of the entirety of this series, no matter how many games it goes, I trust the Celtics offense. They've been great hitting their team totals in game number ones. They've scored over this number in all three game ones so far. Their home points per game are absolutely incredible. And we've seen the Dallas defense lack a little bit in the beginning of series. Gave up a team total over to Oklahoma City pretty easily, to the Clippers as well. Pardon me. And then Minnesota got right next to that team total. I think they fell a point or two short in game one. So the Celtics team total at 110.5 is how I'm going to start this out. Let's see if we can just sneak in a quick beverage drink here, folks. The throat is going a little bit. We couldn't miss NBA Finals game one. A little bit of coffee for the people. That's how we go. All right, let's keep moving here. What else do we have tonight? Picks for this game. We're going to go Luka, or let's do the finals futures, just in case you've missed them. All right? Let's do the finals futures. Luka to record 6-plus assists in every game. That's at plus 190. Lively series rebound leader. That's 14-1. Let's see if that's still 14-1. It's, for me, it's become increasingly one of my favorite numbers overall. And it's down to 9-1, where I bet it at 14. I think you can still get at least 10-1, which is a good number. I would still bet it at 10-1. I think he does have a very real chance to cash the ticket. But you want the biggest number imaginable, 11-1 you can find. You want the biggest number imaginable on that Lively ticket because you may need to hedge against one of Tatum or Luka. So I'm looking for Lively in that market. And then the rest of these are Boston bets. Kristaps plus 350 for 5-plus rebounds in every game. All right. I've taken a chance on Tatum for 3-plus threes as an average in the series, plus 200. Of course, Tatum finals MVP minus 115. And then Jaylen Brown to outscore Kyrie in the series at plus 120. I've grown to like that bet more and more as I've continued to dive into this series. Jaylen Brown's going to have a very good series. I believe that. If you're Boston, or if you're Dallas, rather, your priority is still going to be Tatum. Drew and Derek White will initiate a lot of stuff. Jaylen Brown, it's just this is where Boston keeps hitting you, right? It's like we have another guy to worry about. And he's got a hot hand right now, Jaylen Brown. He really does. Kyrie on the other end of it struggled efficiency-wise against this Boston defense. And that's been the case. Derek White and Drew Holiday are not a good matchup for him. They're not a good matchup for anyone. He's also going to have to expend more energy defensively. Think about that series against OKC. One of the major talking points of the series was how good defensively Kyrie was. If Kyrie is even good defensively in this series, that'd be great for Dallas. It's going to cost him offense. It's going to cost him offense. Those are the futures. Picks tonight. Gafford Lively over 16.5 combined. I wanted to go to these combo markets before they potentially disappear. Player combos will not disappear. DraftKings has been doing them all playoffs long. I think they did plenty of them in the regular seasons as well. You'll notice they don't do guys on the same team. You try and avoid that because of the potential where if one guy has an amazing game, it's fine that if the other guy kind of goes low, it can make up for it, right? Well, FanDuel only recently introduced the combo markets or head-to-head specials that are also introducing in the combo markets. And Gafford Lively over 16.5 points is as good as it gets. This hitting 3 out of the last 4 against the Clippers, 5 out of 6 against Oklahoma City, hitting the first 2 games against Minnesota. Game 3, Lively was injured. Game 4, he missed. And then it hit in Game 5. That means that this has gone over in 11 of the last 13 healthy games that this duo has played. We're getting minus 110. And now I don't have to worry about Gafford losing out on minutes, which is possible in this series. Same idea for Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Now, this was a slow start. They only hit this once against Miami. Struggled against Cleveland early. But they've now hit this in 6 of their last 7 playoff games, 4-0 against the Pacers. And you look at the regular season, they had a 39-34 game, that's 73 total, and then a 32-25 game, that's 57 total. I think Tatum has a big night. I think he's in line for 30-plus. If he gets 30-plus, I'll get what I need out of JB. Again, I think that you can't alt the same team stuff, which would be very tempting. I'd be playing Lively and Gafford for 20-plus, whatever. But we'll still take these 50.5s. It's at minus 118. And then Kristaps, over 3.5 first quarter points, it's worth a shot. A lot of people worried about his health, understandably. But at minus 120, he averaged 7 first quarter.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Points per game in the regular season, 3-1 in this postseason, 22-3 on this number in his last 25 regular season games. Books are dropping this because they're unsure. Kristaps could get this in 2 possessions. That's how we start the card for the NBA Finals. We're live right here on Sports Grid. We're going to do a little same-game parlay action for the people, and we're also, of course, going to get involved with Dan Hurley potentially becoming the new head coach of the LA Lakers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you. Forgive the voice. It's just sometimes that time of year. The allergies come in and out. We've had much worse days back in the winter. We'll be fine. Picks are on the board. Best bet tonight, Celtics team total over. Few other combo bets. We'll go around the board with those. Reestablish the finals futures. Also, a very silly yet serious 8-leg same-game parlay that only pays plus 112. We'll get there when it's time. Let's start with the NBA news. Dan Hurley and the chance that he is going to become the new head coach of the LA Lakers. Firstly, stunning. The Lakers have been consistently reported as down to 2 coaches, J.J. Redick, James Borrego. J.J. Redick and his ties to LeBron, Borrego and his ties to Anthony Davis. He had some time in New Orleans with AD, Borrego. Redick does a podcast with LeBron. Now, forget the credentials of Redick. It's not the point. The Lakers had 2 guys in front of him. We get a report yesterday, 2 days ago. Shams Charania says the Lakers are zeroing in on J.J. Redick. Basically saying he's the guy. They're going to hire him. Matter of when, not if. Well, Woj comes over the top with this Dan Hurley news, which is out of nowhere. I mean, when you factor in, if Woj would have said, hey, it looks like it's going to be Borrego, it would have been stunning. It would have contradicted the Shams report, and it would have been a real surprise. If Woj would have came out and said, hey, it looks like actually Kenny Atkinson has really crept into the race here, that would have been a surprise. He's not been listed quite a lot. Dan Hurley, whose name has not been talked about at all in these NBA circles during this offseason with the head coaching carousel? Dan Hurley, who very comfortably decided to turn down the Kentucky job this offseason to stay at UConn for a chance to three-peat and really, truly build that team as a, or maybe the, powerhouse in college basketball, is now going to not just potentially be the Lakers head of coach, not begin in conversations. Conversations are ramping up. Conversations are going to progress quickly. Dan Hurley today at UConn men's basketball practice told the team it's real. We're talking. So that means that Hurley is going to want to decide soon, and he is not going to want this to linger over this UConn basketball team. There's a UConn fallout to this. Let me just say, my initial read, 9 a.m., was this isn't going to happen. They're going to talk. Hurley's going to choose to stay in UConn. It was just kind of the verbiage of it all. It's how it felt to me. I have changed my tune. How do you let it get this far and not cross the finish line? Hurley's open about it. Told the UConn kids, wants a chance to coach in the league. Bright lights of L.A. I don't think Hurley's scared to run from it. Lakers want the guy. Lakers want the guy. Woj is continuously in his reporting, tipping. The contract will not just pay a ton. It'll be very long. 7, 8, 9, maybe a decade, maybe 10 years on that contract. It would be very surprising if this does not get done. The fallout from that is it increases the chance that LeBron leaves. The Lakers are currently 40-1 to win the championship next year. If Dan Hurley becomes this team's head coach, do not run to that number. LeBron leaving because Hurley comes in is not LeBron didn't get JJ. Again, LeBron's main guy has always been Ty Lue. The Lakers can't get him. It's not, LeBron doesn't like Dan Hurley. I think he respects Dan Hurley. I don't know if they'll necessarily mesh together in the hypothetical world where LeBron's on the roster and Hurley is the head coach. It's the Lakers, again, showing their priority isn't LeBron. Again, you can believe that's the correct decision. I'm not saying it's a mistake anymore, at least. LeBron James is about to be 40. It's time to go. He's still a top 10 player in the league. And if the Lakers are bringing in Hurley to build a program, player development, that's all Adrian Wojnarowski could say, they are showing once again LeBron's timeline isn't their priority. The team that didn't push in for Kyrie, the team that waited to pull the plug on the Russell Westbrook experiment, the team that didn't get off of D'Angelo Russell, that didn't trade for multiple starting guards that were available like DeJounte Murray, is again showing your timeline isn't ours. And again, this time, that's fine. If the Lakers had to choose between Hurley or LeBron, choosing Hurley is fine. But it means it's a reset, and we have to figure out where LeBron would go. It still could be tied to Bronny James. The Lakers, this short number to draft Bronny. Woj saying, wow, 55th pick. Imagine Hurley developing Bronny. Get out of here with that. That is nonsense. That is ridiculous. That is not what they want. Phoenix is live. It is. Cavs are live. They are. Knicks are in the mix. Where are they? A gazillion picks in the 20s. It's on the board that LeBron just joins Bronny as long as the situation is correct. As long as that situation provides him win now. And there are situations in the East, too, that can make that a possibility. Quickly on UConn, their number was 10-1 this morning. It's down to 4.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
14, it'll be 40 if Dan Hurley leaves. We'll be right back here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here, Game Time Decisions. We're going to talk a lot of Game 1, of course, with Coach, but also we're going to get into plenty of the Hurley, Lakers, LeBron stuff of it all, UConn stuff of it all. I'll just button up this point with UConn. It's not a slight. If you lose Hurley, your goal is make the tournament, if that. You lost your four best players. Three-peating was already going to be hard. I think the market was too in on UConn, as is. They earned the respect, though. Hurley did. That's fine. You lose Hurley, you've now lost your four best players, your head coach, and guess what? A 30-day transfer portal of your guys only. If I understand that situation correctly, because the portal closed. If your coach leaves, it opens back up for UConn players. Guys can leave. You don't bring anything in. So look, trust me, I'm very tempted to do some victory lapping around people who told me UConn runs college basketball. I don't need to do that. Those were bad takes when they happened. What I'm telling you is, if Hurley goes 40-1, 50-1, we're not betting him. If you want to bet against the, if you want to bet Hurley's gone, you bet at the top, not long shots. Kansas, Houston, you bet Duke, you bet at the top. Okay? Let me, I'll save the parlay for when JY gets here. I think he'll be a big fan of it because it's a little ridiculous. W card tonight. We'll get some picks from Coach. I'm sure he'll be in the mix. I have admittedly, it's Mystic Sky, and then it's Liberty on the road against Atlanta. Liberty are big favorites to become the East representative in that Commissioner's Cup. Still shows how strong their power ratings are compared to the Connecticut Sun, despite the great start from the Sun. Day-to-day W, things have not been jumping off the board. I don't know if I find myself more hesitant sometimes because, one, all of my losing bets have involved the Indiana Fever's shortcomings. But two, all of the other stuff has gone so well, I don't ever want to force the issue. But the W card didn't stand out to me tonight. The baseball board did. But I played it short. I have your MLB play of the day. It starts in 20 minutes. Ozzie Albies to record a run, minus 115. This is great. Look, Mitchell Parker's been solid. But lefties have had their way. Ozzie Albies batting leadoff, a lefty, has had his ways in that lefty-lefty matchup. He should be on base. Might hit a home run. Double, triple, scoring position. Riley Ozuna, Olsen, Duvall are the guys that follow. Specifically Marcelo Ozuna, but Matt Olsen and Duvall as well, have done well against left-handed pitching. A lot of opportunities for Ozzie Albies to get drawn in tonight at minus 115. The other number for a run scored, I have not bet. I was kind of waiting on some lineup stuff. The Padres, although it shouldn't really matter, Louis Arise bats leadoff every game he's for the Padres, but Arise is plus money. He's in a good spot tonight against Ciccone for the Diamondbacks, who should give up 3-4 earned, probably. Louis Arise then, with great hitting behind him, when that lineup comes out, keep tabs. Hits, runs, RBIs. Again, I've only bet the Ozzie Albies. I played the baseball short tonight. Maybe just double locked in on the NBA. But I did all the breakdowns. So if you want to play him, you can. Look, Jocky Peterson, hits, runs, RBIs, maybe even Pavin Smith. I don't like how far he's been moved down that lineup, though. Randy Vasquez can't get lefties out. Look, Pavin Smith, look, Jocky Peterson. Also, keep your eyes on O'Neill Cruz. Walker Buehler's really struggled against left-handed bats. Pirates Dodgers, just one more mention. How is Paul Skeens 200-1 to win Cy Young? A win against the Dodgers, 8 Ks, 5 innings. What are we doing? What are we doing? Move the number. Two totals. Again, didn't play them. Maybe I will by the time we get there. But the looks under, Reds, Cubs. Green in a great bounce back spot. You want to play under 2.5 earned? I don't mind that, but his odds been good. 9.5's the number. A lot of that is ballpark. But I'd look under in that game. And then I'd look over only if you get the flat 7 in Cards Rockies. Only if you get the flat 7. It's just a little too cheap. Cal Quantrill can get lit up. Sonny Gray can give up 1 or 2. Sonny Gray's been brilliant at home. But if he gets hit a little bit, 7's too light. But it looks like it's going to be 7.5. Coach is up next. A lot to get to. Huge basketball day. That's all next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're here. We're in the mix. It's Coach James Young, JY. Huge day. So much to get to. Let me give the people the parlay I've put in. That way we can give them a pick right away. We're going to get coaches' picks. I want to see what you think about this. It's a little silly. It's plus 112. It's 8 legs. It's an octopus.
Oh boy.
Jason Tatum, 6-plus rebounds.
Like
6-plus rebounds in every single game this postseason. Mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown, 15-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
Good in all but one of the games so far this postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Holiday, over 1.5 rebounds every game this postseason. Derek White, 2.5 dimes, all but one game this postseason. Luka, over 4.5 boards, good in all postseason games. 4.5 assists, all postseason games. Kyrie, 2.5 assists, all postseason games. PJ, 2.5 rebounds, all postseason games. I plan on betting this every single game. I think the juice should consistently stay plus. I could maybe move some things around if I need to. JY, an octopus at plus 112. We're in the mix. It's NBA Finals night.
Oh, I'm in there like swimwear. Oh, I love it. I mean, JY may have to turn into like a double octopus and add more legs to it. You know,
no, that's not easy.
PJ Watson to make a
sweet 16.
Derek Lively to get a block. I mean, and listen, you know, it's a smart way to look at it and just hammer it every game. Because those are all things that are, number one, these are all main guys, right? These are all guys
that's
that are they're going to get heavy minutes. And you're not asking them to do anything, like, crazy. You're asking for them to do their average. And in some cases, below their average by a little bit in order to get it there. So, you know, I think it's a very smart play. I'm not going to lie, folks. I took a picture of it. So as soon as we got a commercial break, I'm throwing it in right away.
I'll send it your way, JY. But yes, to JY's point, and it's funny he caught this. I just took the guys whose minutes are safest. That should be 35 plus up. No Kristaps, no Al, no Lively, no Gafford, not even Derek Jones Jr. That's why I used Luka twice. We'll get to the rest of the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you your picks.
Yeah.
Dan Hurley, ooh. Lakers, UConn. Mm. Let's go piece by piece. It's very easy to get a little too far down the road. Let's start with this. Do you think the end result is Dan Hurley as the Lakers head coach this coming season?
Kev, the best way for me to do it is kind of explain to you my morning and how it went about. So I went on with Ben and Donnie at 9:30 this morning. I reached out at about 8 o'clock this morning to people that I know the Hurley family. And I just said, hey, very simply put, is there legs to this? One text I got back was, Dan is going to struggle with this a little bit because he's extremely loyal. We know that, right? He's a Northeast guy. We know that. But the big caveat was he wants to coach in the NBA. So my immediate thought is, as a father, and, you know, someone that was married, it was, oh, Andrea. Like, they got to go through the misses to get permission to go west. So then after I went on at 9:30, got off at 10, my phone went off at 10 o'clock. I got a text from someone very, very reliable. People in Hurley's camp reached out to someone that I know and respect about whether this young man would head west to work for the Lakers. He does not work for UConn, right? But he's connected to Dan. Dan's a loyal guy. Dan's a Jersey guy. So you may see some Jersey influence on his staff or in his background, video coordinator. Kevin, when I got that word that he's trying to build a staff, that immediately said, yeah, this may happen. And then he had practice at noon. And the one thing I can tell you about Dan Hurley and Hurley family, and I've known of the family for a long time. Obviously, I've coached against Danny when he first got to St. Benedict's. I coached against Bob Hurley. I shouldn't even call Bob Hurley. Mr. Hurley or Coach Hurley is what I call him. Kevin, they don't lie. They don't blow smoke. They're straight shooters. So when he told his kids, yes, I'm talking to the Lakers, to me, that was like this. Slam dunk. I think he's going. I think the only thing we're waiting on is an announcement. And I imagine that they're going to keep this sealed. They'll let the NBA Finals Game 1 happen tonight. My suspicion, announcement tomorrow in the off day between Games 1 and Games 2.
So similarly, in just this morning, I was hesitant. Some of the wording from Woj, planning to have preliminary discussions, escalate. It seems so early. It just didn't land for me. As the day went on, it's all that anybody's talking about. He tells the team he's going to be the Lakers head coach. You can't walk this back. Hurley wants to coach in the NBA. Mm-hmm. What would he be waiting for? What would he be waiting for? It's the Lakers. Again, he's waiting for the Knicks job. They're going to pay Tibbs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he could call the Knicks and say, hey, before you do that, would you want to fire him? But that's not happening. So I think he's going to become the head coach. Do you think it'll work? Because there's always questions about college to pro, pro to college, more college to pro. Do you think it'll work, Dan Hurley as the Lakers head coach?
Yes, absolutely. And here's why, folks. If you looked at and this is before I even remembered the podcast in which LeBron James basically talked about, like, the offensively what Hurley is. I went deep diving this morning, as Kevin knows this because of the NCAA tournament, I look at synergy a lot because I want to see styles of play. Folks, Dan Hurley runs I don't know if this makes sense to people, a pro-style offense. He runs an NBA offense. He runs an offense that in the pick and roll, they're in the 99th percentile in college this past year in giving the roll, Anthony Davis. They're in the 93rd percentile in pick and roll keeping the ball, LeBron James. But it's so much deeper than that. College has become the pros in regards to recruiting, in regards to paying guys, in regards to changing your roster year after year. But the pros have become college, Kevin, because of skill development. The ability to take a player and get him to elevate his game is something that Dan Hurley does better than anyone else. You want proof? Tristan Newton came from East Carolina. How many of y'all knew about Tristan Newton before he got to UConn? Not many. Diamond Klingon was a one- or two-star recruit out of Hartford, Connecticut. No one heard of him. Wasn't a big player in the AAU circuit. He's going to be a top-five draft pick. Castle, he's the outlier. Diarra made him better. Caravan made him better. So if you're the Lakers and you're like this, I'm looking at Max Christie. I'm looking at Hachimura. I'm looking at Austin Reeves. I'm looking at Huchefino. I'm looking at these young guys. And Bronny James. If you're going to build this team, you got to build the young core. You got the superstar. And I think AD is 1,000% on board. This makes total sense once I looked at it.
Everyone who knows Hurley trusts the offense will translate. So the Lakers get a guy with a resume, the gravitas, the X's and O's. There's one bit that I don't agree with. You go from JJ getting hired and LeBron.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Staying being near 100% lock. Hurley getting hired. We're now 50-50. Is hiring Dan Hurley worth losing LeBron? We'll answer that. NBA Finals picks. It's all next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's put a quick pause on the Dan Hurley, LeBron James, Los Angeles Lakers circle. Let's get picks from Coach James Young. NBA Finals, JY, are you on the side or total? 6.5-point spread, climbing total to 17.5.
I like the Dallas Mavericks plus the points. I look at this team that I think my concern with Boston game number one is integrating back in Porzingis. I think Luka and especially Kyrie are going to be on fire early in this game. And I just feel like Boston too many times have played with their food. I don't think this is a Boston team that's going to be able to get down 15, 16 points like they've done like it's Indiana and turn around and win the game. I don't see it. Dallas is too good defensively, and they got two guys that are closers. I like Dallas plus the 6.5. For plays, I also like P.J. Washington over 11.5 points. I've already told people I like the P.J. Washington 10-plus points in every game this series. I'm going with P.J. to do that. And I don't think Kyrie's going to wait. I could see Kyrie's second side of the floor. Kyrie Irving gets going early. Kyrie Irving over 4.5 points in the first quarter. And I actually went to DK in the threes day. And I went Kyrie, I think he's 8.5 to 1 to hit the first three. I think he's getting the first shot and he's going to knock it down.
I'll say this. It should happen. I thought he would stop doing the whole waiting game with the Minnesota series or at some point in the OKC series. Game one against Minnesota, like 24 in game one in the first half. He only finished with 30. It's just kind of his thing, but you might catch it. I like it. We're in the mix. Let's go back to the Dan Hurley thing. I mentioned, are you willing to lose LeBron if it means bringing in Dan Hurley? I want to preface this, though. If that is the end result, it's fine. The Lakers have made other decisions that I will never be able to comprehend. The BS report the other day that, they made a real good offer for Kyrie. Cut it out. You passed on Ajanta Murray. Okay, you constantly. Mistakes. You didn't bail on the Russ thing. Again, if LeBron made the decisions, they'd have another championship. If you say Hurley, who could coach this team for a decade plus, is more important than LeBron, who I think only plays for two more years, that is okay. But it's a reality. And why I believe that, Coach, is it lends itself to stuff that you just said. Player development. Adrian Wojnarowski might have said it 100 times today when explaining why the Lakers want Dan Hurley. Max Christie, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura. Cool. Go develop him. LeBron has 2 years left. he is somehow still one of the 10 best players in the world. The Lakers' number one priority is Dan Hurley. Their number two priority is AD. That's why the Borrego stuff hasn't gone away. You can't be a top 10 player in this league and not be a top two priority. It is time to go. The Lakers are not about winning a title next year. They're about long term. That's fine. It's time to go then, JY.
I can understand everything you said, but at the end of the day, there's no way they're not making this decision and they're not talking to LeBron. And what's amazing about Dan is not only is his offensive concepts relatable to the NBA, but just look at his defensive coverages. Look at the way he played differently with Adonis Sinogo being more aggressive on ball screens than playing drop coverage and protecting the rim with Donovan Clingan. You even saw it with Clingan and Johnson. When Johnson came in the game, they were a little bit more aggressive on their ball screen defense. I think Dan Hurley is a chameleon, and I think LeBron is looking at this as, can this guy get us one more shot? And I think what you see is when you deal with a Hurley, especially defensive concepts, they are meticulous in what they do. I was shocked how sloppy defensively the Lakers were with Darvin Ham. You even give me that the game number one. Whoa. We don't want to show all of our cards yet for defending the Joker. You know why, Kevin? He didn't have any. Dan Hurley is good enough that I think with some tinkering and some moves, I think the Lakers can play themselves right back to a championship level team. I really do believe so. I think he can do it. And maybe this is my Jersey bias. Maybe this is my Hurley bias. But I refuse the fact that Dan Hurley is going to be like, okay, I'm going to take over this team. He's too competitive to take over a team and be like, let's try and win. Let's try and be 500 first year. That's not the way Dan Hurley's built.
I understand that, but he didn't go to UConn and win a title his first year, right? Dan Hurley, I think the first game he won in the tournament 2 years ago? Was that his first tournament win? He's going to get a contract that's going to be at minimum 7 years long. It's okay. It's JY. I'll put it to you like this. Forget Hurley. If you're LeBron, the Lakers are 40-1 to win the title next year, right? Currently, the Cavs, using a DraftKings number, I think somebody bet Cavs today, by the way, on FanDuel. The Cavs are 40-1 on DraftKings. If LeBron goes to Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell stays, they move some things around. It's the East. He doesn't have a better chance to win a title in Cleveland next year?
If he goes anywhere East, and LeBron James decides he wants to go to the Knicks have a better chance. Now you're talking about him leaving and going to the East. That's completely different than staying out West. But to me, I just feel like there's no way that this is happening, and Jeannie Buss is like, I don't care what LeBron thinks. I'm going to go make this move anyway. I don't think it's in the best.
I think it's possible. And let me say this. And it won't be. I think when they keep. Rich Paul and Clutch won't stop telling everyone that LeBron's not involved. It might be his own decision. We'll be right back. We're live with you here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
All right, despite the fact that I could do about 7 hours on the Hurley Lakers carousel, I have to stop. Here's a report per Coach Joe Mazzulla. Kristaps won't have a minutes limit in game one. What are your thoughts, Coach, when you hear that heading into tonight's game?
19-1. What was he? 19-1 to lead the series in rebounding? Hello. Where are we at? I may go play that some more. Listen. I think this is about one thing. I don't know, Kevin, how much Joe Mazzulla can actually trust Al Horford in this series. I think you and I have talked about this. They're not going to go double barrel big. And they're not going to play Luke Clarinet Cornet much either. I think they need KP to win the series. And they need him to play well. And I love his prop to lead the series in rebounding. I think it was 19-1. It may have dropped, but I like him to lead the series in rebounds.
As I told you, the Kristaps shot is 5+ boards at +350 in each game of this series, which I think would have to be a winner for JY's bet to come in. Coach, were there any other futures bets you've made? Anything else that stood out to you around this series? Anything you're looking to identify here tonight as we head into this first game?
Well, I mean, to me, when you look at it, you know, I think it's a critical game for a team in Dallas. I think there's a pathway for them to win this series in order to get game one. So there's sometimes a thought of Dallas Mavericks game one series play at +420. Something that's intrigued that. I haven't put it in yet. I do like Luka to have the most made threes at +110. I'm very much into it. And listen, all aboard the P.J. Washington train. 10+ points every game, 3.5 to 1. The last six times Kevin Heath's played the Celtics, the lowest point total he had, if I'm not mistaken, was 14. He's going to get 10+ points every game. So if I'm going to do 11.5 game one, I might as well turn around and try and do 10+ and try and see if I can get going with that with PJ Washington.
All right, you're in on PJ. JY, any WNBA bets for you before we let you go?
Well, matter of fact, and I'm going to a girl. Angel, don't get thrown out. Don't do the JY wave off. Stay in the game. Angel Reese, over 8.5 rebounds. Mystic are ninth in defensive rebounding percentage. The Sky are second in offensive rebounding percentage, one of the best offensive rebounders in Angel Reese. And overall rebounding percentage, Mystics are dead last, and they miss a ton of shots. I'm going to go with Angel Reese over 8.5 rebounds, and I'm going to go with the Liberty over 84.5 points. I know no Sloot tonight. But I feel like, Kevin, they're starting to get it going. And when I mean get it going, I'm talking about Stewie. I think we have a problem stopping Stewie tonight, and that sets up a fascinating game Saturday when New York heads to Mohegan Sun Arena to take on a Connecticut Sun. I think they're going to get it done tonight, but I like their team total more, over 84.5 points.
I realized I actually forgot to ask you something very important on the UConn thing. Kamada Young, what do you expect, head coach, if Hurley goes?
I think they're going to go get a big name. And three names, and one of them my best friend Donnie mentioned. The name that he mentioned to me, which made sense, Steve Peichel. One, ready? He's doing a better job recruiting if he can bring Brandon Knight with him. But also the fact that Peichel is a UConn graduate. Two other guys, Northeast ties. One, Ed Cooley. I mean, he was at Providence 1 year. Then he went to Georgetown. Why not just go to UConn? Ed Cooley is, to me, still, I think, is one of the top 10 to 15 coaches in the country. And then the one that I pray I'm wrong, Kevin, I know people think he'll never do this in league, but money talks too, and he's upset with what's going on in NIL. Shaheen Holloway.
Interesting. It's going to be one of the assistants because they're going to try not to lose every single guy that's currently on that roster to the portal, and it still might not be enough. Coach, best of luck tonight. We're going to talk to Raheem Palmer next right here on SportsGrid.